Welcome to JD's Lab. We mix entrepreneurship with scientific method to help you reach your readers.
Well, hi, it's Dr. John, and welcome to our JD's Lab podcast, episode 4. Our aim is to help authors and writers to self-publish their works and determine their own publishing futures. In this episode, we look at formulas for success in self-publishing, including a view of how you can use your writing skills and create a pipeline to connect your readers through your storylines. In fact, self-publishing involves the use of your creative writing skills in a series of writing methods where you talk to your readers and also to robots. We help you to think like a writer, an entrepreneur, and a scientist, a powerful mix. So buckle up and listen in. I hope you enjoy our exciting new podcast series with an interesting mixture of AI and real human narrators.
Formulas for success in self-publishing. Dr. John has collected formulas for self-publishing which help with audience reach and response. A formula is like a recipe in cooking. For example, a set of ingredients are used, then tried and tested to make a great cake that is enjoyed by family and friends. A recipe for success. In the scientific context, a formula can also be a mix of chemicals and elements that go to make up a particular product, like a fuel or a medicine. Formulas usually have a series of elements and a quantity for each element that go to make up the formula. If we were to give an example of a recipe for a great stir-fry base, it would include 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 2 onions, 2 cloves of garlic, 1 chili, 3 diced tomatoes as the recipe. Then the cooking guide for mixing the ingredients together. For example, heat the olive oil in a wok. Cook onions until translucent. Then add garlic and chili and stir. Add diced tomato to blend the flavors for 5 minutes before adding any further ingredients. In the mathematical realm, the different elements that go into making up the recipe would be given an alphanumeric formula. Or look at any product on the supermarket shelf and it has a description of the different nutrient or food type that forms the product. An example such as soup would include sugar, salt, fat and carbohydrates. They are expressed as a percentage of the overall can of soup. All of these are examples of formulas, or in the scientific world the actual term is formulae. Quantitative and qualitative factors for formulas. The above formulas and recipes are related to real physical products or objects, and the numeric allocation are called quantitative in modern science. However, the concept of formulas can be applied to non-physical or intangible items, such as concepts, themes, and even an audience's emotional and numeric response and tendencies. A mixture can be applied, and ratios, percentages, or numbers can be used to allocate to the different concepts and themes. This is called qualitative in modern science. The more recognizable example is in Google's use of algorithms which are based on behavioral and data relationships in simple terms. Self-publishing formulas. So let's have a look at how formulas can be created in self-publishing with the aim of creating a book that people love. In self-publishing, 2 key factors we address in this article and podcast are the establishment of a pipeline to your audience and the connection to your audience through your pipeline. For clarity, please note that we are talking about the process of self-publishing, not the process of writing a manuscript, and thus the use of pipeline as a metaphor. Self-publishing is an act of connection to your audience, and it starts after your manuscript is drafted and first contact is made to the outer world. However, your writing skills and story play a big part in the effectiveness of a pipeline to make it attractive, constant, and reliable. You are, after all, a writer, which is a powerful skill which can be harvested beyond the manuscript stage and into creation of the pipeline. With these two factors for self-publishing success, you can create a potent mix of what we call pipeline elements and connection methods that are mixed and designed to gain audience reach, adoption, and the ultimate alchemy. The pipeline elements enable ease of distribution. The connection methods create the connection of the book, article, or short story to the target audience through the pipeline. Let's look at the elements and methods.
On-demand BYO webinars by JD Slab. An on-demand webinar workshop offering where you can bring your writer's group with you. Read more on our podcast intro page or look on johndrain.net and go to podcasts. We include our JD Slab lab kit in the webinar, which provides a strategy and pathway with links to a self-publishing future. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. See our podcast page on johndrain.net.
Pipeline establishment. Your pipeline is built from two platforms or presences: your foundation presence and your campaign presence. Let's look at each. Foundation presence or platform. These are mentioned in our lab kit infographic. Your foundation presence is your website. Foundation relates to its longevity and the continuity of content that you create on your platform, which you also own. Think of your website as land and your content the house you build on your land. You would not like to build your house on someone else's land. Your parallel, important foundation presence is in the form of platforms like YouTube and Vimeo or Apple Podcast, which keep your content alive over time and provide alternative media forms. You can't own them, but their main aim is continuous content that is searchable. Searchable is a keyword which we revisit below in the form of SEO or search engine optimization. This is different to your campaign presence or platform. Campaign presence or platforms. Your campaign presence is used to shout out to the world about your foundation presence, which is your website and YouTube content or new content or offerings on your website. Campaigns usually occur over short periods of time on social media platforms or in advertising. We try not to recommend advertising and seek for you to create your own organic presence at no or little cost. Social media platforms use posts, which are pushed down by the most recent post. Your post ends up fading from the main presence on the social media platform over a few days, and then it is relegated to eventual disappearance. You can see that this is a temporary presence, and apart from your personal profile on the social media platform, it has little continuity of content, like a website or YouTube channel. Connection to your audience through your pipeline. Your pipeline includes infrastructure just like a rail line or a highway. The infrastructure relates to how you create your foundation and campaign presence to distribute to your relevant audience, and also how it is accessed at the audience end of the pipeline. Your distribution design will include a mix of foundation platforms and campaign platforms. Success of your story reaching your audience lies in the way it is distributed, for example, a choice of social media platforms, YouTube and podcasts platforms that provide a constant reach to your audience. And the way it is accessed, for example, you might want to make sure your content is available through different devices such as a laptop, mobile phone or tablet that suit certain audience types and are inclusive for people with disabilities, as well as different language types. Inclusivity is a huge audience. In total, these elements relate to the potency of distribution to readers. Like an infrastructure that provides the easiest pathway to a reader, or a highway that trucks run along to their destination marketplace. Now let's take a look at how each element can be enhanced through the different forms of writing, some of which you will be good at, and others that might be new to you. The 5 connection methods. You have designed your pipeline infrastructure, but now you have to send the truck down the road. This means you need to distribute your content down the pipeline. This is surprisingly in your hands and well within your skill level as a creative writer. The starting points are in focusing on your content and what we call the three summaries. The way it is summarized or talking to humans. The way it is indexed or talking to bots. The way it is promoted or enticing humans. The pipeline cannot prevail without good content and the way it reaches your new and existing audience. Here are the six writing methods that are part of the overall pipeline. Within each dimension, there is a writing type which can be looked at as a connection ingredient and includes content writing, the creation of the content in the main body of the book, short story or article in the form of a manuscript. The inside story. The type of story also. Abstract writing, the description of the book and its audience and objectives. The story about the book outside looking in. Copywriting, the promotion of the book to the outer world. The heralding of the story. SEO writing, SEO stands for search engine optimization. The indexing of the content to reach Google or search engine categories, topics and tags. Meta writing, a subset of SEO, which is the SEO's form of abstract. This meta description talks to the robots of the internet through algorithms and AI. At this point, we introduce our infographic that ties these concepts together like a matrix or potential recipe.
On-demand coaching session with Dr. John in 30-minute slots. An affordable deep dive into your self-publishing journey with veteran writer, researcher and entrepreneur, Dr. John Drain. Read more on our podcast intro page or look on johndrain.net and go to coaching. Don't forget to answer our three-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. Our podcast page on johndrain.net.
Pipeline elements and connection ingredients. So let's take a look at each of the pipeline elements and connection ingredients and mix them together, starting with content and the type of story. Dr. John discovered early that each writing form, for example, book, blog, article, short story, poem, essay, reaches out to people in different ways. For example, a book that tells a story that will remain with the reader for life. The poem that inspires a child to write creatively. A short story that dives into an exotic realm. An essay that compels people to change the world. Each form of writing has an alchemy which is traditionally defined as turning lead into gold. The story reaches and grabs the reader and inspires and compels them to tell others about its delights and revelations. We deal with alchemy itself again in our podcast, but the concept ties together a series of factors that combine to create reader interest, excitement, and even loyalty. In addition, a particular storyline is made up of content that can be used like an ingredient and combined with other writing forms that create reader interest and reach. For now, it is important to categorize the content of your manuscript as the internal content and source of reader satisfaction. The other elements and ingredients lead your reader to the internal content, but use the magic of the internal content in different writing forms. The three summaries. Summary of story. This is the outside looking in summary of the story. This is not written in the same context as the internal content itself, but describes the essence of the book and how it relates to the reader's needs and satisfactions. As an example, an abstract of an academic article is the most objective version of this. But there is much to be learned from academic abstract and methodology. We have included an open source abstract template used in the academic world on our website. This includes objectives like importance, methodology, results, and implications. This is a heavy mix of outputs, but in the academic world, evidence is the key. There can, however, be lessons learned from this for fiction and non-fiction writers who are researching and using historical data, as an example, that could use these markers. There is also the use of copywriting in this element, as it uses logic, emotion, and compulsion, also known as the three pillars of persuasion, logos, ethos, and pathos, to draw the reader in. Promotion of story, pushing it to your reader. The promotion of the story takes the first two elements, story and summary, and builds a case for reading and purchase of the book, based on features and points of satisfaction and need. Promotion uses the art of copywriting to provide value points to the overall offering. Copywriting uses creative content to compel your audience to read your story. It can be based on a marketing pitch or a sales pitch. Many writers can adapt from content writing creative books to copywriting great copy. Copywriting and promo pushes your book into the outer world, beyond your manuscript. Indexing of story, talking to robots. Search engine optimization, or SEO, is also used in promotion of the book, but it is on a pull basis, not a push basis like promo. By this, SEO sets up search engine descriptors about your book on your website, which respond to Google searches continuously and while you sleep. SEO uses key focus phrases and meta descriptions, which talk to the bots of the search engines and the more recent AI and algorithms that troll the internet, helping to reduce your book to a series of search terms. With billions of Google searches every day, the power of this pull promotion is palpable and forms the foundation pipeline reach for your book and your website. Distribution of story and media types. Distribution not only relates to platforms that are used to connect with readers, but the actual media type that is offered, including book, ebook, podcast, audiobook, and video. Your foundation presence is your website, but you can create a parallel foundation presence on platforms like YouTube and podcast hosts, as noted earlier. People think that social media or SM is a foundation presence. That is true for your own SM personal profile, but the posts fade into oblivion eventually, while your foundation presence is for keeps. Access to story. These media forms are also connected to device forms, such as PC, laptop, smartphone, and TV. Accessibility through preferred media and devices is a crucial enabler of reader conversion. Their favorite media, device, and platform are three sub-elements of the overall formula. This relates to sight and hearing impaired readers, readers with disability, as well as readers from different language cultures. The right mix of elements, formulae. If you were to turn this into a formula, like a recipe, you could in simple terms create a mixture for each of the elements, which is determined by the book topic and reader and reach you are trying to achieve. This is an act of art and science, and here we cannot be too prescriptive, because you need to test the mix in certain scenarios. However, we have created a pipeline infographic matrix on our webpage that acts as a prompt for you to design the relevant pipeline elements and connections for your self-publishing endeavor for a particular book, short story, or article. This is a creative process that you are well equipped to engage with as a writer and can be used as a matrix for setting up your own pipeline and then adapting it to different story types that you might have. We hope you have enjoyed reading or listening to our article and podcast.
Thanks for visiting JD's Lab. We mix entrepreneurship with scientific method to help you reach your readers. We would love to hear from you, and simply go to johndrain.net and to the contact form on the sidebar. Don't forget to answer our three-question drop-down quiz about this podcast. To get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions, see our podcast page on johndrain.net.